What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. And this podcast, we are sponsored. Well, not really, but we sponsored by Sentry Oils. Pick yourself some Majay Oils. We'll probably have like our intern or something put like the link, contact her in the description. Majay Oils or whatever, be making me feel luxurious. I know B tried some too.
Ha ha! Oh, that was supposed to be my cheesy. Yeah, man. Shout out to V's daughter. I don't want to say her name on here.
I was gonna say, here we go. I thought you were gonna say James spelled backwards.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's you know how we do. Well, some of us, I ain't gonna say all of us, but you know, we just be naming our kids. So it's Samaj. I don't know. It's Sima J. I don't know. It's got the hypostrophe, you know, in between oils. So that's Sima, hypostrophe J, oils.
You are. This is explaining itself. I'm so assholish.
She told me it puts a respect on it, so I put the respect on it. I mean, it's good. It works. Like, because look, and also, yeah, like he said, we're going to drop the link. If y'all want to try it. Does she do mail out? It's quick. It's quick for me. She ain't waste no time. Send you the invoice or whatnot. We can give you they doing it by, you know, the phone number or whatnot. Just make sure you put your name and your address all in one go. Anyways, because I cut my hair off. So I'm going to regrow it out in a different pattern. I'm like, man, I need some different kind of oils. And I've been using that stuff and on my arms and everything. I'm like, man, this legit. All of the crusty ash. Huh?
What you mean a different pattern?
Man, because when I grew it out the first time, I cut my size off. I just did the fade. But I'm going to grow it. You know, Scottie Pippen style.
Oh, no.
Not like his.
Oh, Lord. That midlife crisis.
Nah, this that COVID. I'm bored. I'm going to try anything now. I need to get creative. I've been watching. I always watch the barbers on YouTube. I watched one particular. I've been watching it for like a couple years, 360 Jeezy, to get like different ideas of cutting my hair. Like different techniques. But.
So what kind of clippers you be using?
I use Walls, Designers, the wireless joints, and I have Baby Bliss trimmers.
With the Walls, did you have to like change like the clipper blade on it to like something that cut like a little bit sharper, or you just got the factory?
I didn't do the T blade where they remove like the thing on the inside to make it short so they can get that close phase. But I mean, they sell, that's if you don't want to buy the clippers that do it. They have balding clippers. Mm-hmm. If you want to do that, I didn't do that. And for the trimmers, I didn't do the T blade to get closer because I don't want them blades digging in my skin like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people do. They want to get that close shave, and the barbers be modifying it so they can make the clippers last a little bit longer. But I mean, if you watch them, they be using like different style clippers anyways. So, and also, don't when y'all be reading your reviews. And some of these cats barbers, so they cutting like 100 heads a day, and they clippers just be going out. And you got to take that into a fact. If you cutting your own head, you can get any clipper you want to, for real. Just pay attention. Because you ain't cutting your head, what, like, it's like every 3 weeks, maybe?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, because back before I learned how to use a straight razor, like, to do my beard and stuff, I used to use the Andes T-liners, and then I got even so sick with them, I like took like the original blade off that, you know, the original blade already do the job, but I was trying to shave my head with them too, and it wasn't really cutting as close as I like, so I would take them off and then put like that really close blade, what it it's like the 550, I think that's like the item number or whatever. And Yeah. Them did the job. Like, I had to be really careful, though, because, like you said, they was kind of, like, digging into my skin if I wasn't careful. If I zigged when I should have zagged, it was, like, almost as worse as using a razor.
Yeah, man, boy. I mean, you got to move slow. When you get that close blade, you got to move slow. It's supposed to be, like, short movements, for real.
Yeah, man. So, and we're going to put... like B said, we're gonna put the link in the show notes for the Samaje oils. I really hope I'm saying it right. That's what it looked like. It sounded like to me.
Yeah, that's what I said. Because you got the apostrophe in it.
That's yeah.
So I was like, Sima J. But you know, hey, it's a business. So you gotta get fancy with the name. I get it.
You gotta French that name up, make it sound like some overseas shit.
Because when I saw that, I was like, it might be Sama Oils.
Yeah. You know what, you're right. Yeah. But we'll put the links though, so y'all can contact her. We ain't gonna put her phone number in her because some of y'all are creeps. So we gonna put the links in her for y'all to contact her if y'all want to buy some of their oils. Take it from us, man. That oil be making me feel luxurious as shit once I get about to the shower.
Right, the glistening and stuff where you can see the reflections and the sun be bouncing off. It's like, yeah, okay, get rid of the ash.
And it ain't heavy like regular lotion either, whatever. It's like real light or whatever. Like you could just do like a little dab or whatever, man, and that should last you like some months, just that one bottle.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, you can put it in your hair.
I haven't put it in my beard yet. I keep on saying I'm gonna try it, but I just got like a certain beard routine and it's been working, so I'm like, I don't wanna add nothing else to it right now, but I think one of these days I'm gonna try. Hell, we still on quarantine, so what the hell I got to lose? Ain't nobody gonna see my face if it does something I gotta adjust to.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I'm gonna grow my hair out, my try all hairstyles. I'm like, shit, you know what's up?
About to get that Frankie Lyman, Why Do Fools Rush In, do?
I might. I'm just not gonna be the coked up version.
Hey, man. Hey, we ain't got no emails this week, but if y'all do want to email, you can email us uptownentboys@gmail.com. Wait a minute, it's uptownent@gmail.com. I'm sorry. uptownent@gmail.com. Y'all want us to talk about some stuff. Y'all want us to review some shows, which I actually got a review from Netflix later on in the show, but that's that. So, B, man, tell me how things been going with you, dog. What you been doing this week? I know you still work from home like me.
Man, look, working from home, binging growing pains. Shit, watching people acting fool on Facebook. You know what it is. Shit, I had to go renew my license plates, man. I had to stand in that line for like an hour and a half. Look. Let me say this, man. At the DMV, I heard it was some people camping out at like 7 a.m. You know, the place opened at 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you might as well just stand in line. What you camping out for 2 hours? Because look, I was in line for an hour and a half. And you waited 2 hours for the place to open just to be first in line. So you tell me, like,
couldn't you have done I thought they had it where you could do like license plates and stuff like that online.
So if you don't have the new plates, you got to go up there.
Okay. And then after that you can do it online.
Yeah, so if your state, wherever you at, got brand new plates and you don't have it, and they have it in the system that you need new plates, so yeah, you got to go up there and do it. Now, if you don't need new plates, y'all could do it online.
And then they'll just mail you your tags or something?
Yup.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it ain't time for mine to be due next year. Hopefully all this stuff be done by then, but yeah, I'm not looking forward to any of that.
Oh, that's cool though, because well, we bought our car the same. Yours is 2018?
2019.
Oh, so you can only get the 1 year place then.
So I bought mine like I think a year or maybe like it was almost a year after you had bought yours.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got my place for that one. I was shocked because I ain't even. I forgot if you get the even year. I guess whenever I had a car, it was always the odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Well, oh shit. Man, you talk about watching people act up on Facebook. Man, these people acting up about these masks, like they still doing it. I saw, I think it was in Spokane, Washington. This woman was in Panera, and she was acting a whole fool about wearing a mask. And then she said, she's like, masks don't work. And you want to know how I know they don't work? Because pants can't contain farts. Right. I'm like, but you kind of right, but at the same time, that's like a totally different gas, though. And I'm like,
but I can't smell your breath through the mask.
Man, whoo. If anything, them masks is preventing some of y'all with that stank breath being all up in people's face.
This part lady asked me, she's like, why are you wearing it? Because I was at the DMV. I was in line with my mask on outside. She's like, you outside? Why are you wearing it? I'm like, well, first of all, I got severe allergies. So I'd have been sneezing like a mug out here, especially around these damn trees. And then y'all would have been looking at me crazy and scared. So this mask actually blocking out all that pollen and stuff. So it's helping me. But I mean, shit, I'm minding my business. So it don't even really matter. You know, I might be out here looking crazy.
And were y'all social distancing in the line, or were y'all just standing like y'all normally would?
And some people was up, they was just talking to each other like face to face with no mask on. I was 6 feet behind this one girl, teenager, I think. And this one dude behind me, he was like far back. He wasn't wearing a mask. So he distanced himself. He wasn't talking to nobody. Actually, he had a mask. It was around his ear. He just didn't have it around his face.
Man, and I understand whatever, like, especially, like, you know, I mean, I know, dude. I mean, I'm a big dude. And the mask, I mean, even though I've gotten used to it, because I remember when we first had to start doing the mask, dog, I used to be breathing heavy as shit. Man. And be sweating and shit and be like, God damn, because it takes a minute for you to get used to it. And then, especially like depending on what kind of mask you got, you always fumbling with it and stuff like that because you like, damn, it's slipping or something. And yeah.
The problem with the mask is for me, it triggered my anxiety because, you know, ain't no airflow.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the cold air or whatnot on your face. But once you start blocking that, it's just like, damn, I might be suffocating. But I can still breathe type of thing. But your brain, like, telling you otherwise, and you start freaking out like, damn, I'm only in this place for a couple minutes and I'm getting out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was some woman. Oh, did you hear about the woman in the Verizon store? I forget what state it was. It wasn't in Missouri, but they was telling her to leave the store because she was refusing to put on a mask. Dog, why she pulled down her pants and pissed right there on the floor?
Is it that serious?
Now, for some people, it is, dog. I don't know if this is drawing all the mental illnesses that people have or something, but these people is going hard, man, to not wear these masks. And it makes me mad because I see these corporations after they come out and be like, hey, starting blah, blah, blah day, you're going to have to wear a mask to enter in. And now they backing down from it's like, that's really just a suggestion. You know, you ain't got to wear a mask. And it's like, no, they got to wear a mask. Like, dude, people have to be told to do stuff sometimes.
Man, like, I just want to know. We just need to know if we are wearing masks, if the numbers drop. Because, look, some people think it's a hoax, but I mean, like, 164 nurses died.
I was going to say, is that really going to help those people who just, like, this ain't a pandemic, this is a plandemic, and all this will be overcome November and all this stuff. So, to those people, you'll never be able to get done to put on a mask. Even Trump, Mr. Anti-Mask himself, has came out over the past week and been like, yeah, we need to really start wearing masks. And you see his supporters kind of turn on him like, oh, they got you pussing out now.
And they don't realize that he's been a
right. He been that.
I don't know what y'all thought. I know he was saying some things like, which I ain't gonna go into. Maybe I will. Fuck it. Because I've been watching like the Black Lives Matter and then the protests and everybody jumping in and not everybody offended with the protests. And I'm like, but y'all wasn't offended when this dude was talking about grabbing women by the pussy and he was making fun of handicapped and special ed people. And then y'all called everybody snowflakes because they got offended because he said some mean things.
Yep.
But now when it comes down to the protest, it's a whole different story, man. Trump shed a whole new light for some other people with a conscience and stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And we'll talk about it like later, in another segment. But yeah, just with him, all these people who thought Obama was going to be instituting martial law and going to trample on all their freedoms and their constitutional rights, Trump is doing it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
they don't see that, though. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah, they don't see it because it ain't affecting them.
Some of y'all here in Missouri, man, y'all be putting up your Trump banners 2020. I don't understand. I got to understand your mindset. First of all, a lot of y'all just be talking trash on the internet, and then y'all like a whole different person in real life, my understanding, when your friends call you out, when they see what you and followed you on Facebook. And be like, man, shut your dumb ass up. I done seen it a couple times. Like, I didn't know you was like this.
Mm-hmm. Dude, when you think about it, though, a lot of these people, I mean, especially, like, and it ain't the fact that if you mind doing it or not, but a lot of people really ain't trying to fight. So that's why you see a lot of people, like, they say all this stuff on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that or whatever, because they know on there they safe from getting punched in the face. But then you say, of course you're going to have a little bit more decorum when you out in public and around people, because you like, dude, you might go ahead and get get hit right in your snot box.
Right. And here's an example. What's their law firm called? McCoskey or some shit like that?
McCoskey's, yeah. Them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, they got themselves in trouble for waving the guns at the protesters. They're talking about the violent. They said violent protesters broke the gate and got in. I'm like, no, somebody let them in.
Yeah.
And it's on video. They didn't look violent. They confiscated the weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the machine gun or assault rifle that he had wasn't loaded. And the gun that the wife had was a prop gun to use in cases. So the pin was in, the gun pin, trigger pin was in backwards. Because they took the gun apart because they were trying to figure out how they're going to go about the case if it was a danger. So, I guess the artillery experts or whatever in the court system took it apart, put the pin back in the same way and said they were armed. It's still a weapon.
Yeah, it's still a weapon. Even if you would have only pulled it and it would have only messed you up. And that woman was drunk. Like, can we talk about that? His wife was drunk or high or something with that damn mustard stain on her shirt.
Right, because I'm like, if he would have pulled the trigger on that assault rifle, he would have hurt everybody on that. Would have been hurt.
Yeah. And then the thing about And then the thing about it is, when they talk about, oh, we fear for our life or whatever, and we ain't know what they was going to do to us. Dude, if they was going to do anything to you, don't you think they would have had did it when they saw that you was pointing weapons at them? Them people just kept walking.
First of all, that's a lie. If you fear for your life, why you going out there with unloaded weapons?
No, with a damn musket.
You went outside with a machine, with a assault rifle with no ammo in it. And you had a fake gun. You had a gun with a trigger pin backwards. You knew it. So were you really afraid for your life?
Nah.
Because who goes out there with... They do better than that because they knew they possibly was going to get in trouble. I don't know, man. They got to explain. I want to see the court on that, the motive behind this.
Right.
I need a psychiatrist to dive into that situation. I really want to know.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to point a gun at somebody, that's an intent to use it.
Yeah. I mean, you would hope so because, I mean, we've been taught that. You know, you don't pull the strap unless you're ready to use it. And when the strap come out, you better be ready to shoot it off because ain't going to be no just waving it around and doing all that yapping or whatever.
Man. Hey. Y'all stop playing.
Please stop playing.
I'm going to tell you, that's what I said, man. Y'all looking at some of these people on Facebook and don't like know the whole story. I know there were some white people that were standing up against the fence while the protest was going by, but they didn't have their guns in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
It was hanging by the strap by their side, or it was holstered. Well, they all would have been in trouble. So I don't.
Right.
That's what I figured. They didn't have them pulled out like that, aiming it at the crowd, because then that's inciting something.
Right. Yeah, man. Man, yeah. I did see Kim Gardner, the St. Louis Circuit attorney who filed the charges against the McCoskeys. I saw her on CNN. And man, Kim Gardner harder than a lot of men. Because like she just used to people like attacking her and stuff like that. And because they asked her, they were like, are you scared? Because the president said he's gonna intervene and then talking about, like, you know, people who have been making death threats to you. She's like, I've been getting death threats ever since I started this job. I don't care about people talking tough on the internet.
Right.
I was like, damn.
Talking tough on the internet. Do something.
Oh, man. I said, oh, no.
Hey, you saying death threats? I'm like, wait a minute. All y'all gonna be charged. If something happened to her, man, they coming after everybody that says something to her on the internet.
Exactly, dog. Y'all acting like people can't go back and trace all this stuff that y'all done said.
And you talking to Kim Gardner? Okay.
Right. I'm like, boy, y'all don't get it. Y'all do not get it.
The 2020, man, the same. Back then, where you can get away with death threats.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man. Power ain't there no more.
Right. Right. Yeah, man. So, you want to go ahead and go into our entertainment segment?
Oh, yeah.
Man. First,
before we hit that, I know what you're about to talk about.
I wish I could play some. I think I can play some music on her. Go ahead. I'm gonna see if I can play some music.
Y'all. So Drake, I guess they didn't mean him because I guess he didn't jump off into the ocean all funny and stuff. You seen that?
No, I ain't see that one.
Oh yeah, they got him. That shit was funny. It's Drake falling into the ocean. Me, everything. They showed him like a wrestler get ready to do the elbow drop. And I'm like, man, y'all don't miss a beat. These memes.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, what's up with that, Megan and Tori?
I guess you couldn't hear that because I was show playing some music. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I gotta figure out how to do that, how to edit it live. But so what's the newest updates with it? Because I know, like, so last week we only knew that she had got shot. Like, her and Tori was together and he got shot. She got shot in her foot. And but now more reports are coming out saying that apparently they were at a party. Megan got drunk and she saw Tori, or what she think was Tori pushing up on somebody. Pushing up on, wasn't it like one of them Jenner girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was pushing up on one of the Jenner girls and then she was drunk. And again, Meg is already what, like 5'10, 5'11, and Tori's 5'3. And then Meg usually have it on 6-inch heels majority of the time when she's out. So, you know, well over 6 feet tall at that point.
And I'm just sitting here like, doing with that little dude, man. Like that. He's 5'3.
Mm-hmm.
5'10. This is, I don't know.
I mean, you know. Scary. I mean, you know, she giving little dudes a chance, I guess. Probably not after this.
If you intimidated by her, you don't need to be with no woman like this. And then she didn't.
Hey.
And he didn't pull the gun out on her. I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, dog, that's what I was saying because I was talking, because I've been talking to a couple people about this, and I'm like, yeah, was she wrong for hitting them? Yeah. And do people kind of be like laughing when women be hitting dudes? Yeah, because ain't no way he could have had been putting hands on her and somebody would have ran over there and grabbed him and pulled him off of her. Like, now with her. Her being a woman, even though she is towering over him, and I mean, let's call it what it is. Mega Amazon dog, and especially if she was already drunk, I know them punches hurt like shit.
Mm. I don't even want to make fun of this situation. I'm not making fun of her getting shot her foot, but I could just picture her beat his little ass in the car seat or something like.
Dog, I could picture her just wailing on him or whatever, just like hitting him with some stiff working punches, like our man Big Van Vader or something.
Oh man!
and then in the midst of the commotion, Tori like, "Ain't nobody gonna help me." Oh fuck this! And then he just pulled out the gun and shot her. Now he's still wrong. Like. I can't think of a reason, like, still, even if she is hitting on you and stuff, because, I mean, I think that we probably, especially, like, in our younger years, we've had women hit on us and stuff like that or whatever, or girls hit on us or whatever. Dog, you told that, even though it is kind of fucked up, you told that, like, hey, don't hit her, whatever, like, you know, like, you gonna tell, like, your sister or, like, your girl cousins or something to get on her or something like that, but, like, do I remember in college, I literally ran from the cafeteria hall all the way to my dorm room from this chick because she kept on trying to hit me and get me to fight her. And I'm like, nope, I am not about to get kicked out of school because you're trying to get me to fight you.
Right. Gone. Did she chase
you? Because like I said, it's all fun and games when a woman doing it. And is it a double standard? Yeah. Which nobody should be hitting on anybody. But... like, dude, if I would have had, like, if just shoved her or something like that, I would have got in trouble. And at that point, I'm like, dude, I'm not about to just stand her and get hit. And I'm not about to hit you. So let me just remove myself from this situation.
That's true.
So he shot her in the middle. Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, nah, she was done, and that's a different story. You just because I keep hearing different, like, shots rang off in the car.
Man, I mean, dude, I can only imagine. I mean, because I've had a couple of things, nothing on that level, but, you know, I think we've all had something happen where we've been inebriated. And then something happened and it kind of like just blow your whole like little mood and you come back to reality. And you just like, what the fuck?
He shot her twice too.
Did he hit her twice or did he just hit her once?
I thought she had two bullets in her foot.
Damn. Even with the rest of the story, it still ain't a good look for him to be going around shooting women, man.
And then she on Twitter too, like she going in on some. I guess they just been making fun of her. You know, 50 Cent had to take his post down.
Yeah, can we talk about 50, how 50 been problematic for years or whatever, and everybody else getting canceled, but 50, don't nobody ever try to cancel 50?
Is it because he do it in a certain way?
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe, but still though, I mean, no, I can't even say that, dude, because we've seen like a bunch of comedians. A bunch of like these IG comedians. What's the young boy name from Atlanta who be doing the this I hood dudes do stuff? Desi Banks. Yeah. He did something a couple of months ago, and they were trying to run him out of there. And they was like, and then he had to come out and profusely apologize, stuff like that or whatever. And he just now kind of like getting, man, he said something about Black Lives Matter or something like that or whatever. You probably did like the Lil Wayne thing where it's like, man, Black Lives don't matter, my life matter or something like that. And people jumped on his ass.
Dang, I don't
know. That's the same. But this is like, dude, 50 be saying some stuff that if anybody else say even half of the stuff that he say or do half of the stuff he do, dog, they would have been got ran out the paint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of people who like, nah, Nick got canceled for telling the quote unquote truth. So everybody need to get canceled now. You see a lot of people who just out for blood at this point.
Cancel culture. I don't think they're gonna cancel 50-50 or something. I mean, I'm just joking.
Like, but yeah, but still, but we don't accept that. I'm just joking from nobody else. We don't even accept that from comedians. Comedians is the only ones that should be able to really have carte blanche to just say whatever they want to. I mean, you would think they would have carte blanche to say whatever they want to say, but we've seen comedians get canceled over jokes. Like, what was that last year with one of them Chappelle specials where they were trying to cancel him? And I'm like, dog, it's a comedy special, though. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, then they try, like, they people jump all over there if they try to cancel Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the same energy Nick needed, like, all right, man, you fucked up, but we got your back type of thing, but shit, they got mad at him for apologizing.
Yeah, and that's nothing, that's a double-edged sword, because it's like, dude, that dude was just trying to protect his money at that point. He does still have kids, he does still have a lifestyle he's grown accustomed to and does still need to make a living, so, and Could it be the fact that maybe he just honestly was just like, damn, I spoke out of turn. I was on one when I said that, my fault. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh, he just said that he was tripping, but like I get what he was saying, but it was in bad taste. And he had the wrong guess, like we said last show. But
yeah. Cause I think on his podcast, he gonna be talking to like a Jewish rabbi on his next podcast, and I'm like, dude, that's who you should have been talking to then instead of the what's it, Professor Griff?
Goofy.
I'm like, man. But everybody be thinking that they can't get canceled. Like, dude, I mean, man, people just been getting canceled left and right. I ain't saying they wrong. I ain't saying they right. I do think there are times where people have went overboard with it. Because I'm like, dang, like, you know, yeah, it was stupid, but that wasn't heinous. Like, I've seen people say way worse. Like, hell, the president just said way worse. And y'all ain't saying nothing about that.
President. Something about, hell, I don't know. I just feel like the people are afraid of something. I don't know.
You know what though? I think a lot of people are afraid to just get a nasty gram from him, because that's what he was talking about last year. He was he with the players in the NFL kneeling, and he like, yeah, all these NFL owners, they scared that they gonna get that I'm gonna tweet about them, and I'm like, dude, like, oh man. Ain't no way, dog. I just can't see myself being scared of that dude.
We needed somebody like Mitt Romney who be focusing on shit like not media affairs, but actual productivity for him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dude is so focused on media and sports. I don't think I've ever seen a president that focused on like sports like that.
Dude, they used to get on Obama ass when March Madness would come around, when that NCAA tournament would come around. They would get mad at him for being on ESPN and filling out a bracket. And I'm like, but that's only like what, like an hour, maybe 2 hours of his time or whatever. Like, y'all act like he doing this shit all the time. And they're like, oh, we got more important shit. Meanwhile, this motherfucker in the middle of a damn pandemic, a damn race war, and all other kind of shit, a Great Depression, all these people out of their jobs and stuff. This motherfucker going golfing every weekend. Talking about like, yeah, I deserve a vacation too. And his supporters like, yeah, what's wrong with that? He can go on vacation too. I'm like, nigga, world is burning.
Wasn't his main campaign about talking about Obama playing golf all the time?
This motherfucker, man, somebody broke this shit down. They said this motherfucker been golfing. Trump has been golfing for 72% of the time that he's been president. And then, you know, the other time, all he doing is just sitting up in the damn White House eating fucking McDonald's and watching cable news and tweeting. So it's like, this motherfucker ain't really doing shit. It's kind of like one of them type of things, like where you work a job or something, and then somebody leaves and they transfer you into their role, and then you realize this motherfucker wasn't doing shit for like a few years.
That's why these nurses and medical staff starting to turn on them. These people going to the Congress office. I know you saw that where they put them shoes in the field and lawn.
And they should, because, man, dude, a lot of doctors voted for him. So it's like, yeah, now y'all mad and y'all complaining. Look, it's y'all fault.
Speaking of the pandemic, man, like, somebody need to stop these Chinese people in China from eating these animals. Because now there's a video out with a chick. Almost threw up right now thinking about it. She eating a damn turtle.
What?
Raw turtle. Lie. I think it's lies. Yeah, I can't talk about it. That's just nasty. And I'm like, man, just stop.
Hey, hold up, dog. Wait a minute. So did they ever find out that Kobe came from that dude eating a bat? Because I just thought that was just like an urban legend.
The bats got like a bunch of diseases in them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. But like,
I believe it came from that. That's what it does. I don't know, man.
I thought that shit was just made in a lab somewhere, and then they were trying to make a vaccine for something, and then they ended up making a crazy ass disease.
I think it started out like in the animal and somebody got it, and then it turned in to that. I don't know. But they need to stop eating these animals like that. That's not eating. We gotta stop, man. Just eat the norm. Cows, fish. Don't eat them fish that's been 200,000 leagues under the sea or some shit like that. Just stop. Stop posting that shit on top of that.
Man, yeah.
Why don't you eat a turtle? Man, I was just like, I feel bad for that turtle. She bit into that mug. I'm like, what kind of teeth you got?
Right. Elsewhere in entertainment news, Kanye West apparently he went to the hospital, finally. You know, he been on IG, well, Twitter, he been on Twitter just like, you know, his partner, Trump. He been on Twitter just, you know, having fits and everything or whatever, and was it yesterday? It was either Friday or yesterday. He was on there pleading for Kim to forgive him, Kim Kardashian, his wife, to forgive him, after talking about how she's been trying to, you know, kill him, and he's been trying to get a divorce from her for years, and talking about her mama and calling her mama a white supremacist and stuff like that or whatever. But that's when I kind of just like just shrugged my shoulders, because I'm like, wait a minute, you talk about your mother-in-law white supremacist, nigga, you friends with a white supremacist?
Hell, that's not a joke. And he apologized though.
I know he has mental issues. Like, that much is clear. Like, I don't know if he's ever been actually diagnosed. I think he said in an interview that he was bipolar, and they was like, "Oh, so you got diagnosed?" And he was like, "Nah, but I just know I am." But my thing also is this though: have you noticed that every time that dude got an album coming out, that's his rollout plan. He started doing the crazy shit. He started, and I don't want to say playing crazy, because I am sensitive to people who, you know, deal with, like, you know, mental health issues and stuff like that. But it is kind of funny. It is really funny that he don't start having these episodes until he got music coming out. When he ain't got music coming out, is he only taking his meds then? Like, does he like just refuse to take his meds when he want to make music because he feels like that makes him more creative? Like, or is it just one of them things that, you know, we always hear or whatever, like some people who are broken don't want to be fixed because their whole identity is tied to them being broken?
So he get attention. His CD, everybody like, oh, let's see what he's saying.
That's crazy, man. That's like crazy, dude. And part of me is kind of like, dude, I hope this dude ain't playing, because there ain't nothing to play about, man, being like bipolar and shit and just flipping out and stuff like that or whatever. Because I mean, I'm sensitive to it, you know what I'm saying? Because hell, with me being diagnosed, like actually diagnosed by a medical professional with being manic depressant, and, you know, knowing people who have experienced bipolar disorder and just shoot anything, whatever, like, you know, you think about like other like little different kind of like things that are deemed mental illness, like OCD, or like ADD, ADHD. You know what I'm saying? You think about like just, you know, just like the impulses just like take over your body, and that's the worst feeling in the world, not being in control of your own mind and having a fight with your mind. Like, nah, we not doing this today. We doing this. We not going to have a bad day. We having a good day today.
Yeah. Hopefully he ain't playing on that. There's a lot of people that go through it. That's a bad look.
Yeah, man. I hope he does get help or whatever and stuff like that. And I know just from my own experience, like when I be having my issues and stuff like that, even to this day or whatever, like, dude, I'm a handful to deal with, even though majority of the time I just want to just lay in bed all day and just not even be bothered. Like, I don't want to talk to nobody. Don't nobody talk to me. I just want to just lay in bed and just sulk and just be sad or whatever and stuff like that, and just mope around the house, and I'm not interested in being happy. You know, even if I want to be happy, it's just like my mind is like, yeah, good luck with that, because today we depressed. And if you keep on messing with me, I'm going to have your ass being depressed tomorrow and the day after that. So I know it's hard, but I don't know, man. I would hope that he got people around him who are going to like lift him up, and people around him who are going to give him that tough love. Like, even when you are going through something bad or whatever, like I was going through something a couple weeks ago, or whatever, man, you know, my woman had to go ahead and like pull me up or whatever, and was just like, hey, look, you know, like, you can't just sit up in the house. Like, come on, we getting out. Come on, we getting out, even if it's just for like taking the dogs for a walk or something. We getting out. We need to get up out of here. Like, nah, I can't just let you just sit here and just wilt away. So you got to have people like that in your life or whatever. You can't just have people who just be like, oh yeah, like what Offset say, the nigga be tripping, but we love Yay. And they be like, yeah, you be tripping, dog, but yeah, you know, we love you still. Like, nah, that nigga need help. And if y'all sitting around and watching him just flip out and be like, oh, that's just Yay being Yay. Like, nah, get that nigga some help before he hurt himself.
And my thing is, if you, like, a lot of people don't want to be in front of, like, cameras or nothing like that when they going through the episode. They just want to be, like, that's what make it hard to believe. Like, is he acting? Like, because a lot of these dudes just straight up just hang themselves behind the scenes and nobody ever knew.
Yeah, what was wrong. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's why it's hard to, like, shit, because I've been watching Growing Pains and... Like one of the actors on that show, it was the best friend on there, but he ended up, he hung himself in real life, like I think I want to say 2010, but nobody ever knew what was wrong with him. It just happened one day. He was like successful and stuff like that. That's why I was looking at Kanye. Like, that's a lot of actors out there that off themselves from that stuff, and he out in front of camera acting like this. So is he playing or is he serious?
Or is he, it's kind of like, is he doing it for the pub because he knows, like, this is my rollout, like how we talked about, like, with 50 Cent. Every time 50 got a new project coming out, he started beef. That's how you know 50 got something new coming out. Is it kind of like Ye was just like, ooh, I got some new music coming out. Let me go on ahead and get people talking about me or whatever. Let me go ahead and my way is to have like a mental episode or act like I'm having a mental episode or stop taking my meds. And that's dangerous as hell. Or is it just like, he like literally is like crying out for help. Like, it's kind of like, you don't know. Cause like you mentioned, the dude from Growing Pains and like, who that dude who killed himself last year, a couple people killed themselves last year. John Bourdain, Anthony Bourdain, who used to be on a travel channel, going around to different places, eating stuff and everything, like being rich in different cultures. A lot of people were saying that, man, we had no idea this dude was depressed or he was even contemplating suicide because he was just so happy. Like you said, like he was always the life of the party and stuff. And with the fashion designer, Kate Spade, people were saying the same thing about her. Like, we had no idea she was so happy and full of life. And then you hear that she's killed herself.
Robin Williams?
Yeah. But I kind of feel like people like Robin Williams and like Kurt Cobain, like, I think they were crying out for help, but they weren't just doing it outwardly. They were doing it like in I hate to say it, but like artistically. Because you need to go back and listen to like Nirvana's music. It's like Kurt Cobain was telling you for years that like, dude, I'm not happy. I'm not well. Somebody please help me. But it's kind of like a macho thing to like not actually ask for help or whatever, but you ask for help another way. Same thing with Robin Williams, where when he first started, you know, he was a stand-up comedian. He was doing like comedy and stuff like that. And then near the tail end of his career, he started making that shift playing like them roles that like people who were like mentally disturbed and things like that. Like, he played, you know, the bad guy in Insomnia opposite Al Pacino. And then he had that other one where it was really disturbing, that 1 hour photo. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, was he crying out to us then? Like, I ain't right. I'm not right. Like, these are like the other personalities in my head.
So, looking at Kanye and you comparing him to other people that actually... with, like, I don't know, just like Kim need to come out, like, you know, Kim, her relationship, like, being displayed out in the media, she just be leaving cats, so she been sticking with this dude forever, so I don't know, something going on.
Yeah, even as he said, even as he laid out that innuendo that Kim and Meek had an entanglement.
That fucking entanglement. Did you listen to that song, man?
Oh, the Augie put out. Was that Augie?
Yeah, he put out Entanglement. Is it Rick Ross? You ain't listened to that yet?
Nah, man, I'm not listening. I don't know if I'm be able to do that. That Augie, man.
Let's do it, man.
You know what, man? For you, I'm gonna listen to it, and I'm gonna have my review of Entanglement next week.
Oh man, he was wilding out for that.
Yeah, man.
I know new music. I don't know. Everybody on this Pop Smoke wagon, I ain't no big fan of Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm. You know what, man? Like the Lock said or whatever, it's like, man, dead rappers get better promotion.
Shit. His song's whack to me. I just can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else then came out? I didn't listen to Juice WRLD stuff yet.
Logic dropped something, which I think this is gonna be his last project, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out, see what he's talking about. Man, somebody dropped a single. Drake dropped it. He rapping in like Jamaican or some shit like that.
Yeah. Oh shit! They about to start calling him a culture vulture again.
Hetty X1 or something like that. The British dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. J. Cole put out something. Well, it was something that was new to me. That Lion King on Ice.
Oh shit! He always doing something with Lion King, man. His mixtape.
Cause he's Simba.
But it was like that.
He put out a 2-pack. It's called Lewis Street, and first one is they got Lion King on Ice, and then The Climb Back. I did hear Lion King on Ice, just on the humble. I liked it. You know, I mean, I think if you're a J. Cole fan, then you're gonna like it.
He's just a different type of rapper. I think some of these kids looking for a banger type, like high, some hype. I don't know, or maybe Lil Uzi Vert to ruin these cats' ears, because I'm still trying to figure out what Lil Uzi Vert be rapping about. What's that one song he started off? He be rapping ballads and shit. He said that on the. She said he said a skinny thong, like a tightrope. I'm like, what is a skinny thong? Is that a G-string, my guy? Y'all just like coming up with like lyrics just to try to make it rhyme or something else. I don't know.
Skinny
tightrope. Like, oh, that's not happening, my guy.
If we do want to talk about some new music, though, I guess I'd be remiss, which I need to get better at promoting stuff. I did drop a new album, EP, on July 20th, which just so happened to be my son's birthday. It's called Celebration. It's a 6-track EP of electro dance music. I'm probably going to add, like, one of like the songs is like, you know, like some intro music for us or like outro music. But it's called Celebration. Just search Stevie Logan on all DSPs, wherever you get your music from. And the EP is called Celebration. So yeah, follow. You ain't got to follow it. You can listen. If you like it, cool. If you don't like it, that's cool too. I'm horrible at promoting stuff.
Like he says, electronic dance.
So you know what you're getting when you get in there.
That's Logan Electronica.
So what did you I know you and Will had listened to it or whatever, so you know, what did you think about it? I mean, did you have any tracks that you preferred?
I liked them all. Dreamville, like you said, the transition went hard. I think that was a song. Cause I could tell where it was supposed to end and then they just kept going and then something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listen to like techno music because I just be on IG watching people break dancing and stuff like that, the different shit. So the electronica stuff hit to me. I mean, to me, it's like intro and outro music. It's something different because everybody want trap beats. But
yes, yeah.
To all y'all breakdancing cats and y'all toe dancing dudes to be with them new dances, I don't know. Yeah, listen to it.
You said toe dancing.
What's them cats name? Ayo, Teo, Yayo, Leo, whatever the words.
Hey, dog, what the hell is toe dancing?
What is that? Them kids are saying something about some ranch and a dabber ranch or something like that.
Oh yeah.
They be on like IG dancing, but they be spinning around on their toes, and that's all they do is like the footwork stuff, like ballet or something like that. I'd be like, oh shit, okay. They look better than They dancers, they do it better than them. They can still dance on their toes. I was like, oh, y'all wilding.
I'm laughing, but I totally support that, man, because them dudes be looking real sweet when they be dancing. I'll be like, damn, I wish I could dance like that.
I said, Will, one video, he was like, yeah, they dancing to all Jordans. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Right. It's another album, I guess, that I've been jamming to. It's called Dinner Party, and it's Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Nice Wonder. So three of the best producers over the past few years. They all made a album together. I like it or whatever. Like, you know, if you like the boom bap, or like the lo-fi, you know, jazzy, you know, kind of beats or whatever, like check out Dinner Party, because that's like some good like vibe music.
Yeah. Listen to that.
So if that's all for entertainment, let's go over to the world of sports.
Man, it's coming back.
Dude, oh. I was they was getting it in at WNBA, them WNBA games yesterday, dog. I was intrigued like shit.
Yeah, I missed the first Lakers game. I heard they beat I forget who Will told me they played.
You saw did you see the AD he got poked in the eye or something? But I don't think he's gonna be out. Man, you know, them Eric. But, like, LeBron has some stuff. I think LeBron, like, hurt his finger, like, but he came back or whatever, and he been taking shots at, like, the NBA bubble, too, because he's like, nah, man, this, he was talking about the barbershops there the barbershops in the bubble wasn't good. They need better barbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but you ain't even got no hurt.
Right.
Is he just kind of saying, hey man, can y'all bring my barber in so he can go ahead and touch my lining up?
He trying to get laced up, man. That's the problem. Maybe like LeBron, you ain't gonna wear it. What you talking about, man? Hey, go ahead.
But yeah, man, I know a lot of people have been mad too about the WNBA, because the WNBA has came out stronger than any other sports league. They came out, and before they had their first like game, the kickoff or whatever, I think her name was Tiffany Cloud, WNBA player, but she was kind of like out there on the court and she was speaking, and she's just like, yeah, we dedicating this season to Breonna Taylor, and all of the players had their names on the back of their jerseys, and then under that they had in black tape and white letters Breonna Taylor, like all of the players, and they just like, yeah, we dedicating this to Breonna Taylor, and all of the players, no matter what team you were on, were wearing Say Her Name t-shirts and things like that, and they were talking about, yeah, y'all need to arrest the killers of the people that killed Breonna Taylor and things like that. And then the most impactful thing was they started playing the national anthem, and everybody thought they're like, okay, they about to kneel, of course. Both teams got up, they kneeled, and then got up and walked off the court while the national anthem was still playing.
Mm.
And I think, to me, like, if anything, that's like the most impactful kind of like thing. I mean, if y'all want to make a statement in sports, you know, just kind of like, dude, yeah, I'm going to turn my back on the flag and I'm going to walk away from it, because that flag doesn't mean the same thing for people who look like me as it does for people who look like, you know, some of y'all.
But I don't understand how you going to go into the wrong house, shoot somebody.
And then did you hear like the latest update? Apparently she was still alive, but they ain't, you know, trying like do anything to save her after they shot her.
Because I just felt like it was intentional.
Oh, that's bullshit, man.
That's why I don't get it. She wasn't a criminal. They went to the wrong house. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's like a hell of a mistake, dog. They ain't just no whoopsie or whatever. When they make mistakes, like, people end up dying. This ain't like no spilled milk or nothing. Like, this is like blood.
Yeah, I say all lives matter. That think about Breonna Taylor. She ain't doing nothing wrong.
Dude, because I mean, yeah, and pivot off of that, if this would have happened to a white person, a bunch of black cops going up in somewhere and they end up shooting a white girl and she ends up dying, you know them dudes would have had got, they would not only would have got fired, but they would have been and got charged, because this is like, nah, y'all can't make mistakes like this.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that, like, the Black Lives Matter movement been going on well before Mike Brown. Like, the white people doing it on TV, like, even Growing Pains when Mike Seaver got a job at the gas station. You know, the kid, he don't know any better, but he recognized a situation when there is one. You got an Indian worker, you got a black worker, and then the manager white. So, you know, Mike get the job on the spot. He has to work the graveyard shift. Everybody else get to move up most jobs. His mom didn't want him working the graveyard shift, so she told him to go ask the manager. He asked the manager, and, you know, he told the black dude, he was like, you don't mind going to the graveyard shift. Then he made him and the other Indian dude split. And he told Mike, don't worry about it. We got to stick together. Mm-hmm. He was just like, oh, okay. But then, you know, he came back next episode, you know, he spilled the soda on the floor and put the soda back in the refrigerator thing. And, you know, the manager blamed it on the black dude, but then Mike told him it was him. And he had a different tone. And I was like, people need to pay attention to these episodes or go back and watch some of these old shows, because they've been like rocking with it. They just ain't been saying it. So it's always been noticed out there that they're prejudiced.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
The black dude in the show, he told Mike, he was like, I know how the system work. I know you don't even have to apologize. That's how it's supposed to work. Like, dang, it ain't supposed to be like that.
Because the system is supposed to work for everyone, not just, you know, you and your friends.
Right. But I don't know. I don't understand any of these people these days.
You and me and you both, bro.
Football's still around, making money. Basketball's still around. Baseball, man, they about to get hit.
Let's talk. Yeah, dog. I was about to go on the baseball. So baseball has been doing it too, at the chagrin of a lot of their fans. They've been doing the Black Lives Matter campaign. I know in Boston at Fenway Park, they got like a big ass like Black Lives Matter mural at their park, and it upset a lot of their fans, or said to have upset a lot of their fans. Here in St. Louis, the Cardinals, they warmed up wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. And just as you can imagine, the comment section was just the comment section was radioactive, dog.
Man, they hate the Black Lives Matter. I don't even know what they even talking about. What the heck is a Marxist? Marxist. What is that?
That's what that pitcher out in Sanford from the San Francisco Giants, Sam Coonrod. He brought that up because, and number one, man, can we stop this? Whenever somebody brings up something of like, hey, why are you not out here protesting for racial injustice or XYZ or whatever, or, you know, equal rights or whatever, something like that. And then the first thing a person brings up is, well, first thing you got to understand about me is that I'm a Christian. Just throw the whole rest of the argument away, because you know they about to say some bullshit, because people people, I'm so tired of people using religion, and that's what Sam Coonrod did. Try to use religion to just cover up the fact of, why don't you just say, yeah, I don't care about that because that will affect me.
How does, never mind.
Because, okay, just, I just want to just break it down like this. If you are a Christian, if you do consider yourself a man who follows God, then how dare you sit up with your bare face hanging out and say, well, I'm not going to help these people that are trying to get a fair shake at life. That's what Jesus would have done. Jesus would have been out here protesting with people. He would have been doing all that because Jesus wants love. He don't want hate. So for you to be, for you to call yourself a Christian and you see these people are basically protesting hate, but then you're going to say, well, yeah, they protesting hate, but they're a hate group too. Are they really a hate group? Because we talk about Black Lives Matter. Like, we ain't even talking about the other black militia group, that NFAC, which stands for Not Fucking Around Klan. We ain't talking about them, because I would say that they're a hate group, and B, you need to look them up, dog. NFAC. If you ain't looked them up yet, look them up, please. Because they're a black militia group, and they were actually in Louisville, but they were at on July 4th, they were in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Like, they were holding like a big ass rally. They had the leader of the group on a bullhorn, and he was, and man, now he was up on that bullhorn talking about, like, we gonna kill Whitey and all kind of crazy shit. So, yeah. Hey, yo, B, you there? All right, B probably had to step away for a minute, but I'm gonna go ahead and keep it going. Yeah, but the NFAC, but it's to me, it's baffling, and I just don't respect when people try to hide behind the cloak of religion when they say certain things, or when they try to couch things in religion. I've never agreed with that. It's kind of like, dude, why don't you just say that you don't like it? Just say you don't like it, and then we can move on. But don't try to hide behind God and religion. That's just, it's just not okay. Hey, B, you back? All right, B is still not back. So we'll move on to the next segment. The next segment I have is my throwback of the week. Lowe's world famous throwback of the week. My throwback of the week is Joe Good Girls. And I like that song because it has like that like guitar riff at the beginning, that doom, 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 doom. And man, just, if you've ever been in a situation, you know, like that, you just gotta be careful.